During the 60s and the 50s BC, politics becomes more and more competitive, and in the 50s politicians are fighting each other not just by prosecuting each other in the courts, but by gang warfare on the streets of Rome. The two politicians who are most associated with the gang violence of the 50s BC are Clodius and Milo. Clodius was Cicero's particular enemy, the man who brought about his exile in 58. And when Cicero came back in 57 BC after his exile, he teamed up with another of the gang leaders, Milo, and supported Milo strongly throughout the rest of the 50s. The political violence on the streets of Rome came to a head in 52 BC when Clodius murdered his political enemy Milo. Both politicians had been standing for senior political office. Milo had been standing for the consulship, Clodius had been standing for a praetorship. The year 52 had opened without any elections having been held, because both Clodius and Milo had always disrupted the elections whenever they were going to take place. Each politician was trying to stop the election of the other, and he was doing so by bringing large armed gangs into the centre of Rome. After the death of Clodius, Milo was put on trial and was defended by Cicero, but was nevertheless convicted and went into exile. When we get on to the 40s BC, the situation changes again, and we find that political differences are settled not in the courts, nor by gang violence, but by open civil war.